Blog Talk Radio.
They are giving you the best of the hip hop local news. 347-934-0579, man. This is what you want to be.
Good evening, folks. It's live from National College, now American National University. Live in the studio with the Plumber Brothers. We got DJ Bird and
DJ Slab.
Man, we on the ones and twos, man.
Ladies love cool Slab.
Here to talk about hip hop and sports, man.
Yeah, so, sir.
You know, if you want to call in,
the number is 347-934-0579. Give us a shout. Holler at me, DJ Slab, or DJ Bird, now known as the Plumber Brothers. So you at the plumbing session, you know what I mean? And so, kicking off the show today, what about Bruce Jenner?
Oh, man. You hear the little, see the little posts?
And memes and stuff, yes.
Memes and
yes. Yes, very, very comical. You know, this guy, I think he's ridiculous because, you know, years ago, y'all talk about Michael Jackson, you know, changing himself. Now we got this white gentleman, you know what I'm saying, they call him a hero. He's courageous, and he took a lot of courage. Man, he ain't the first person that got his stems and seeds cut off.
Sure ain't.
It ain't going to be last. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't agree with none of that stuff anyway.
People do it daily.
Yeah, man. You know, and you know what? Why he did it? He said he can make more money being Cataline than being Bruce. So it's already written that he's all about the money. He's not for y'all cause of the LBG movement. You know what I'm saying? The lesbian, gay, and transsexual movement. So with that being said, man, hell with Bruce Jenner. I don't agree with him, man. That stuff is corny. I ain't going to applaud them. I ain't going to do nothing. So that stuff's corny. You can mess with that BS. For real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
somebody should be even thinking about it.
Yeah. You know, come on, man. And plus, don't get me started. You know, it's ridiculous to me. You know, and plus they make a big deal about it. But shout out to Akon. Brother Akon had put out, $6 million in homes, gave him solar power in Africa. So, you know, he went back to the motherland and did his hood up. So, shout out to Akon. I just want to shout that out. You know, I meant to grab the story and put it on air, but shout out to Akon for doing that. You know, that's real positive, man. And support brothers like Akon that's, you know, trying to go back and give back to the motherland. He's from the motherland. So, yes, you know, it takes a great pride to hear brothers do that. You know what I'm saying? Big up, big up, big up.
Going on, man. Finals, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got?
Warriors.
Ah, see, man. We always betting against each other.
But I know the powers to be ain't gonna let the Warriors win, so.
Nah, man. It ain't about that, man.
You know it's about that money. Who's gonna sell more? Who's gonna make more profit for the NBA?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it got a little bit to do with it.
A little bit, a lot.
They already know LeBron.
Come on.
He's that man, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give it to him.
He's that man.
It's going to be a good game, though, man. It's matchup, though, they got going on. They got LeBron, Tristan Thompson, Kyrie Irving, probably J.R. Smith, and Maserati, Mozgov.
Right.
So, and then you got Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry.
Man, the Warriors got depth too. So, shout out to the Warriors, the Bay, Oakland.
Depth, I mean, we got sad.
Shout out to Oakland. You know, y'all got sad, but, man, I like to see the Warriors win. So, that's just my opinion.
It's going to be awesome because, I mean, we got two of the best guards in the league who, you know, who can handle the ball well, too. So,
right.
You know, we got Kyrie Irving and then got Stephen Curry. Both of them can dribble. Both of them can shoot. I mean, they're just not a threat at one thing.
Right. I don't know, but you know what I'm saying. It's going to be a good game. And Tom Hanks' son, he's a rapper. Okay. Chet Hayes, rapper son of Tom Hanks, has taken the aim at a fellow artist, Vic Mensa, after Mensa called Hayes a fucking clown. Excuse me, an effing clown in a comment that he added on Instagram. Hayes uploaded to his now deleted account earlier this week. Mensa referring to Hayes, according to Hip Hop DX, to Hayes as a clown comes after Hayes uploaded an Instagram post defending his use of the N word, responsive to the Rock Nation rapper's comment. So Hayes writes, "I already knew you was a hater when I saw you at the house party in Beverly Hills. You ain't built like me, little boy. You don't act like you don't remember me." What? They seem like they got history. So, in an Instagram post uploaded earlier this week, Hayes promoted a song titled Juicy and also revealed that he uses the N-word while with his black friends. "I do say the N-word in real life amongst my black friends who get me and can't nobody tell me I can't say the F I won't when I feel like it. And no disrespect to the struggle of black people during the civil rights movement, but in 2015 now, and yes, there are white niggas." He defended himself. So,
I mean, it's a way you say it, man. Like,
nah, ain't no way. I don't agree with none of them white boys saying nigga.
I mean,
and we need to
stop
that stuff,
too. I don't
agree
with no one saying it either, but I'm just saying, like, they say with the GA and
it don't even make sense. No,
you know they friends is cool with it. Nah,
I mean,
that's
no.
If you already know me, I don't know what it is.
I don't give a damn if it's yes, I agree with him. There is white niggas, but you know what I'm saying.
Because
well, my white friends, I don't.
For real, people need to really realize, niggas ain't just for no black person.
No, it's an ignorant person, yeah.
A nigga
but,
is an ignorant person. So a nigga can be anybody.
But the origins of the word comes from us. Origins of the word come from us.
I mean, it just has some people take it, man. I mean, a nigga is an ignorant person, man.
Yeah.
Blank. I can't justify it no other way because, you know, he hangs around his black friends and his black friends let him say it and then it's cool. Like, no, I mean, no one should say it for real.
Nah.
Everybody should get it out of their vocabulary.
Right.
If you ask me. I mean, but it's a word that's used in everyday life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you really can't fault him. I mean, like you said, there's white niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, niggas are ignorant person.
Yes.
So, there you have it.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know they asking Calipari a lot of questions about him turning down his job last season. You know he was supposed to go to the Cavs. They wanted to go to the Cavs, but you know he turned it down to stay. So they asking him, "Are you regretting this? Not you know going to the NBA?" He telling them, "Nah, he don't regret nothing."
Right.
His decision he made.
I understand that. You know, shout out to Calipari. Do
I'm
what you
glad
do.
You stay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a great thing, you know. But we need to bring this damn championship home.
People keep, you know, giving me these questions about Cal and Coach K. They're like, man, Coach Cal, he's a great recruiter, but he's not no coach for real. And then here, there's like, do you think if Coach K had that team that Coach Cal had, you think they would have went undefeated and won the championship? I was like, I told him, I mean, you know, it could be a possibility, but I'm always going to stick beside Coach Cal. That's my coach. They just won their day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
It's not too many people who can go undefeated all year and win it.
No.
You know, that's why it ain't been done too many times.
You got that right. Well, UNLV didn't go undefeated the whole season. Indiana was the last team to go undefeated the whole season, including the tournament. UNLV just went undefeated through the tournament, but they got beat that next year by Duke. And they would have been, if they didn't get beat by Duke, they would have been undefeated the whole season because they would have beat the brace off of the UCLA Bruins, so... It was just like you said, just wasn't their night. No.
I mean,
great game. I outside the Wildcats, UNLV is my second team.
Yeah, it
is. You know what I'm saying? So, Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogden, all yeah.
You know, they changed the name of that team to be Kentucky, the All Blacks. You know, they changed the name of that team. Couple years after they beat them.
You're talking about the Texas Wesley?
The Western Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Texas Western.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man.
But yeah, Suge Knight, Dr. Dre, and Ice Cube is facing a lawsuit in the Daily Hit and Run at the NWA movie set. From the family of Terry Carter's wife and kids have filed a lawsuit against the former hip-hop figures for hiring no gang members to provide security for the scenes that were filmed in gang territory, according to TMZ. The celebrity gossip site has viewed the lawsuit and reports that in this state, several gang members ignited the fight and threatened Suge, which ultimately led to Suge running over Carter and Clee Brown. Clee Bone Sloan. You know what I'm saying? Clee was in Training Day. And dude was like, oh, I can't stand that nigga.
Him. Big dude.
Yeah, him. Yeah. So that's why he didn't want to tell on Suge. He knew he was in the wrong. And they would have brung it out. So Suge might actually beat this if it proves that he didn't ignite the fight. And
Suge kept his mouth closed, too.
Yeah, so. I hate to say, you know, the law is twisted. But in February, they said Suge Knight's portrayal in the upcoming NWA fight led to the fatal hit and run on January 29th. Dr. Dre reportedly never asked the former Death Row Records CEO for permission to incorporate his likeness in the film, and subsequently led to the parking lot incident where Knight reportedly struck three men with his vehicle, injuring two and killing his alleged friend, Terry Carter. So, yeah, I got some problems there. Yeah. I hope everything comes out right, because that's tough situation. So, you know, to the Carter family, you know, you got my best wishes and prayers, okay? And I hope everything comes out in the light.
Yeah. Jordan's one of the richest retired players.
Yeah. I imagine he is.
He is the richest retired player.
I figure that. Shoot.
The only person still coming out with shoes and shorts, shirts.
Yeah.
And clothes to wear. Then he got the Jordan, King Jordan, where he got everybody that's on his team, Chris Paul, you know, Melo.
He owns the logo, but Nike owns the shoe. He's still getting that money, but Nike, you know.
Have most of the shares of Nike.
Yeah, he does, but he ain't full on them.
So don't matter if Nike get a piece of it. I mean, it's all going to him.
I ain't gonna say it's all going to him, but
he ain't getting a piece
money.
Yeah, he's getting a piece.
Off the shoe.
Yeah, he's getting a piece of it, so, you know. Shout out to Jordan, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, keep.
Food is still going to keep buying.
Right, right, shoes.
You know, you're just going to keep coming out with the same.
Same old shoe, yeah.
Just a little different color, maybe even the same color. And everybody's going to still buy your shoes.
Right.
You ain't got to worry about it.
Exactly, so, you know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne's tour bus was shot up last month, and Jimmy Carter Winfrey is facing charges of aggravated assault, criminal gang activity, terroristic threats, and possession of a firearm by a felon. Last week, a warrant was issued for the arrest of Jimmy Carter for his alleged involvement in the shooting of Lil Wayne's tour bus outside Atlanta nightclub compound in April of 2015. The warrant issued by Cobb County, Georgia, police revealed that Winfrey engaged in violent act in order to gain status in his criminal organization committing a high-profile shooting of rival rap artists. Yesterday, June 2nd, Winfrey, 25 years old, turned himself into police custody. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, he is facing charges of aggravated assault, criminal gang activity, terroristic threats, and possession of a firearm by a felon. Dude, Winfrey was sentenced to 2 years probation in October for drug possession. Cobb police have also charged him with two misdemeanors, reckless conduct, and discharging a firearm on or near a public highway. Brother, you are really getting in trouble. So, while no one harm the shooting, Winfrey caused $20,000 damage to Lil Wayne's bus. What the freak?
I mean, just
to get a rap.
It's nothing to him.
Just to get a rap.
Yeah.
Come on. A rap, I mean. Just to get a rap. Y'all dudes need to stop that, man. What if y'all kill somebody, innocent bystander, just to get status in the gang activity? Man, y'all some punks, for real. That's some old pussy shit. Oh, God, I get tired of that. Yeah, man. I don't like Lil Wayne like that, but, dad, you could kill somebody.
I'm telling you now, man, that's why we can't prevail in life, man.
Nope, because we always want to hurt each other. We ain't trying to lift each other. We trying to bury each other. You know what I'm saying? Stop all that nonsense, man. Y'all some, oh, God, I can't even stand it, man. Gary, get me just wilding out. Shoot, just, Man, go on to the next stop, dog.
We got car up in the towns, boy. I own Wildcat. Got him. He's supposed to be going to the Lakers.
Okay.
So he's going to be a Randall.
Yeah.
Kobe going to be back next year. They said Rondo's supposed to be here there.
Well, hey, we can have that Kentucky Connect.
Kentucky Connection, man, and then we... I know it's going to be a whole bunch of Kentucky fans. It's going to be Laker fans now.
Right. I ain't mad at them, shoot. Do your thing, man. Do your thing. Get that paper. And then, also, another young rapper, Flo, is wanted in a double murder. New Orleans police have obtained surveillance video that shows Flo possibly fleeing on the scene of a double murder. New Orleans, St. Louis rapper, New Orleans, Louisiana rapper, Wilner Flo, Degree is currently wanted by local police for his possible involvement in a double murder that took place last month, according to Times. I can't pronounce it. Pecani, a newspaper of New Orleans. The publication reports that the New Orleans Police Department had surveillance video that shows Degree and another person possibly on the scene of a double of making a purchase at a nearby store. The two men were killed. Kendrick and Kendry Bishop, who are also brothers, were shot in New Orleans on May 25th while it's a black Kia sedan. They were pronounced dead at the scene of the shooting. Damn. Flo reportedly signed to Lil Wayne led Young Money Entertainment in 2012. His Twitter profile also has him listed as Young Money Artist, as well as Flame Gang Music Monster CEO. The rapper last tweet on an Instagram upload was sent May 24th. A warrant is currently out for Flo's arrest. The surveillance footage features the musician can be found below. So go to Hip Hop DX to find this video, and I guess you can make the decision. Man, it's always something with these guys, dog.
They got your boy Dwayne Wade on the newscast, ESPN on ABC.
News panel, Sports panel.
Yeah, he gonna be on there throughout the playoffs, the finals. I guess they let him get on there because him and LeBron boys. I guess he can, you know, share his. You gonna get to hear and share his thoughts on the game.
Right.
So. Yeah, man, it's gonna be good though, man. I'm waiting to see this game. Feel me? They play tonight too, so y'all better tune in. If y'all don't tune in to watch this great playoff finals, two of the coldest guards in the game.
Man, I do agree there.
Then you got LeBron himself just wondering what he can do. You know, he pulls out something spectacular every time, so, you know, trying to kind of figure out what Bron going to do.
Right.
Is he going to show out or whatever?
Right. I hope he does.
J.R. Smith, man, he needs to stay hot, man. If J.R. Smith stays hot, ain't nothing to what the Warriors going to be able to do with them. They already got the size.
Right.
They got Ian Shumpert. He's nice. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. Tristan Thompson.
Right.
I got the Cavs, man. What you want to do? What? Don't make a little smile, a little bet for you. A little friendly. You know.
We'll discuss it off air.
I hope y'all out there bet.
Shoot.
And if y'all want to bet with one of us, call in the show. Taking all
bets. WXL put out his 2015 freshman class cover today. The freshman class includes Vince Staples, Fetty Wap, Deja Loaf, Rory, then K Kemp, OG Mako, Shaz Glizzy, Gold Link, Kid, and Tink. I kind of agree with the list, but they forgot a person, I think she needs to get mad props. My girl Rapacy. Rapacy is one of the dopest female artists in the game right now. Man, y'all don't give enough props to the female rappers, because this lady, she is dope. She needs to be on that list right now. All right, I feel, you know, Deja, she's hot, but damn, get somebody that really is lyrical. You know, shout out to Rapacy and everybody that made it to the list. You know, I'm not hating, but man, y'all just be on some BS, WXL. Y'all need to get a better list or whatever y'all need to do, but, you know, we, I don't know, that's just corny to me. You know, Kid been out forever. Come on, man. Right, now he's with 50. So, shoot. You know, I think they need to do a better list. You know, they say the fans made it. Come on, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
I don't know what to say, man. I just know that, I mean, he's a high little rapper, Kid.
Yeah, he's nice. So, but I don't think he deserved on that list.
Well, on the top?
Mm-mm. Stop it. Yeah, please. Yeah, right. Please, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to give props when props is due. But, I mean, I can't give you props on that, saying that that's a, you know, he's one of the best.
Right.
Work at it. He probably get there. He's a nice rapper.
Right.
Hey, plus, you know, your boy Troy Adams doing something with T.I.?
They on a venture, a business venture together with this album, Major Without a Deal. You know what I'm saying? That's a joint venture with Hustle Gang. So, shout out to my man Troy L. I'm glad to see your hard work has finally paid off, brother. Been in rapping, shoot, for years. You know what I'm saying? He was on last year, freshman cover of XXL. So, you know what I'm saying? Just a year has made a difference for this fella. He's on the way. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Troy Ray A about BSB Records. Love your music, man. If you listen to the show, man, you're a dope artist. Keep doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Got you know, playing and it's all about the money, you know, he got singles out, you know, so this guy deserves it because he's been working hard. So shout out to Troy F. Get your paper, bro. All right. You know what I'm saying? Self made, self paid. I feel you, brother.
Yeah, man. I like Troy
F.
Hey.
I'm
really
proud
of Troy
F,
man.
Yeah, so, you know, great music. I'm glad, you know, he's doing his thing.
Yeah, man. I had to say something about that, man. Hey, Troy F, man. Hey, if y'all ain't got none of his, you know, little mixtapes or whatever, man, y'all need to go ahead and check him out, man. Go ahead and look him on up, man.
Troy
F, man. White Christmas.
Come on. All of them.
One, two, three,
airport. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bricks in the backpack, all that. Get it. Man, what you got planned this weekend, bro?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Ain't no telling what it might bring me, man. Probably kick it with him, man. Do something with him.
Right on.
Yeah, man, I don't know. What you got going on?
I don't know. It's my birthday weekend,
yeah,
so... Man. I really don't know, you know, gotta pay these bills, so it's like,
yeah, man,
pay these bills before I go party, so,
so
I don't know, maybe somebody want to treat me right, so if somebody's listening to you, boy, you know, you want to treat me right, I'm accepting gifts, everybody.
Accepting gifts,
please,
wherever.
Please, on Facebook, Instagram, South Mega 1980, baby,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, so. Any of y'all level of days want to hang out with the kid? Well, I'm not a kid anymore, but with the triple OG. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit the big 35, you know. So it's a blessing to see that, you know, consider the fact that 3 years ago I could have lost my life. So where I'm at now, you know, I'm thankful to the Most High where he put me in the position to where I'm at now to, you know, spread my knowledge and wisdom. Help our brothers like yourself, you know what I'm saying, see the shoe is more to life than just, you know what I'm saying, the clothes, holes, and dope, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying, so, you know, that's more of a blessing to me than anything, so, I'm truly blessed, and, hey, 35 is going to be all the way live, I'm 35 and flying, so, you know what I'm saying, I can never look back on the life I have lived thus far. So, you know, I got to thank a lot of people that's held me down. You know what I'm saying? That's got my back, you know, that's talked to me. Just held me, just made me sit there and think about life. So, you know who you are. Ain't no need to name no names.
Most importantly, though, man, it ain't about your past.
No.
It's about the track that you're on right now.
Yes.
Track, man. So, man, keep your head up.
Oh, yeah.
Stay focused.
That's right.
It's always going to be some trials.
You know it is, man, you know.
Only thing you can do, man, is keep faith, man, and you know, do what you got to do to make things happen.
Right. So, on that note, man, everybody, stop the violence, please. You know what I'm saying?
Me and your boy. We do that video work. Any of y'all need y'all video shot, need pictures taken for your album covers or whatever, hit your boys up.
Okay. So, man, peace, love, and live like an Every Day's Last Day. Peace, and I'm out.